Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair. We would like to thank the Secretariat for the preparation of the report that we have before us today, and we'd also like to thank Anastasia Nesvitailova for her presentation. Ecuador aligns itself with the statements made by Peru on behalf of the G77 and China, and that one made by Guatemala on behalf of the members of GRULAC. We would like to mention a few topics that are important for Ecuador and related to the report. I shall try to do so briefly. As a starting point, the report describes low growth forecasts for the world. It is well known that stagnating or slow growth leads to fewer jobs, and this undermines the efforts made to promote economic progress and inclusive and sustainable economies. This has an impact on all countries without exception. However, the impact is felt harder in developing countries with a lot of people in precarious situations and in various levels of poverty. The report also describes crucial factors for developing countries, such as the facilitation of tools for addressing foreign debt, external debt, and this is a key solution. Debt issues are jeopardizing social programs and poverty reduction efforts. So debt alleviation measures and orderly refinanciation for creating appropriate tax bases and also investments are crucial. We also need to help address challenges that developing countries face for adapting to changing realities, and UNCTAD has a role to play in being a forum for facilitating development of clear goals which are set out in the report, such as promoting regional value chains that integrate local industry in south-south chains, investing in digital infrastructure and connectivity in order to expand the service sectors in the global south, encouraging negotiations of trade corridors, and also ensuring continuous access to markets, including through the removal of non-tariff barriers that affect developing countries. President, in the run-up to our next ministerial conference, it is necessary to recall that at this crossroads of economic transformation, we need to work together in order to form policies that foster sustainable development, financial equity, and industrial resilience. We need to do so through stronger cooperation and strategic innovation and investment in policies. Thanks to these efforts, we will be able to ensure that developing countries not only adapt to global changes, but also contribute to inclusive and sustainable prosperity for all. Thank you.